need you tomorrow, I'll tell you. Das sei immer mit alles. Now, you see, in order to understand this second Mishnah, we have to go over the part of the first Mishnah that brings one out. Shamayei Meia Kol Anoshim Dayan Shabbat. In other words, when a woman sees that, so then today we're not so yabitaris anyway because we are all made. It's Mandus Amigdos, so Amigdos has two aspects. First of all, the color violet. Woman is in the house now, not allowed to be together, the husband and wife. It's an isha chorus. And then there is an aspect of tumen. Inido is an avatar. So I think such as homo. So then the matter of the king is not allowed to eat that tumor. That tumor is the bird. If Inido touches homo, it's also tumen. So today, whenever Yehuda handles a clean, it's done it. But what's the difference? The old clay makes anyway. And we don't have the Eta Paul, you know, the Chatos, the entire. It doesn't make any difference, you see, because there is no Nisa in eating clean clay. But there is a Nisa to eat a trauma clay, a care.
Make it
digitus. Make it digitus. No, we don't have the Jesus. Doesn't have to make it digitus. Because if she doesn't feel that she has the period, so we take it for granted that she doesn't have the period. And if she does have the period, so we assume that only now we came out from the uterus. We don't have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe it came out from the uterus the day before. Maybe it came out from the uterus 2 days before. Because we are not supposed to conjure up possibility. There is no way, because the Gabi Paris, there is a mahalik. In other words, the Gabi Paris. Let's say the Aloha means his Mambis Amigdash, when in our Kairos, so in the Rabbonon, every woman, an adult woman, was supposed to make two B'dikas every day. Two B'dikas every day. Why? Because it was very relevant in those days. You got the older Kairos. So she was supposed to make it big in the morning and it big before sunset. Why? Because she was might handle many powers. And then she would sit down and that would contaminate all the powers she handled. In order to reduce the contamination of the powers staying in the morning, so the Chachamim or Misakim, it's only the Rabbah, that the woman who is a Sukkah B'Tarash, today we don't have such women, but this Mambis Amigdash, so the Kochim, the Truma, and so on, so the Melech, a woman who is a Sukkah B'Tarash was obligated to make two pictures, married or not married, because since so far as the house is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether she's married or she's not married. So, one in the morning and one before she. The question is, suppose a woman made a picture and she found out. She found out. And let's say she made a picture, let's say now it's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, she found out. And she handled Truma at 11 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock. The first decay she made, man applies every woman with a super guitar. So let's say when she got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, she made it when she was asleep. Then at 12 o'clock, she saw she had up and she handled tires at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7:30, and then at 6. So the question is, all the tires that she handled from the previous week, at 6 o'clock she made a week, she was asleep, so she knows that any tires she handled, any tires, so by today, and look down was not at the Shia, meaning they did it on Monday. So, it's okay. You see, but he did not, you see, Rabbi Hanan, so he didn't know that I'm doing it. It's okay, sir. So I'm going over down the Gemara that I went over a week ago on Monday, you see. A week ago on Monday. No, it's okay. You help your father. What is the problem? What do you talk? Okay, go back and help. And then when you're finished, come here. Okay, alright. So of course, if you handle Paris at 5 o'clock. And then, before the B'dika she made at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the B'dika at 6 o'clock in the morning was clean. So that means the Tara she handled at 5 o'clock are not contaminated. She handled hires at 7 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, she made a weekend, she found herself angry. What's the status of the tires, the pumice, the kochi that she touched between 6 and 12? Do we have to be patient? That maybe we know that at 6 o'clock she was free, because she put in the cloth, and it was free. So if there had been any part of dam there in the Yana canal, I mean, that came out from the uterus, so it would have come out. But from 6 until now, maybe she was already angry. So how is it that she didn't see it outside? Because many times when blood comes out, if it's a lot of blood, so then it comes outside. But if it's a few drops, so it becomes retained in the base of it. The suffix means in the vaginal canal. She's done. So at that point in the machlokes between Shama and the other. Shama yemeya kola noshim dayan shay. Itanisha makes the bdike. And she finds dam, so she doesn't have to be chesish the mafreya. All the tares she handled, maybe she was already in the bed, but how is it she didn't see any dam coming outside? Maybe there was a slight flow, a mild flow, so it can retain within the base of it, and the vagina cannot. You don't have to be chesish. Even with Gabi Tav, not even with Rabba. Hila leimei amiptida leptide. Vapil leyonin hao. Vapil leyonin hao. In other words, usually Hila, most of the time, Hila is the Meikil and Shama is the Machra. But the number of Machlekes was the reverse, where Shama is the Meikil and Hila is the Machra. This is one of the Machlekes, where Shammai is the Meikil and Hillel is the Machmir. Hillel says, Mipkidele Pkidele Aful Yom Ma'ab. What do you mean Pkidele Pkidele? Pkidele means the Pdike. Let's say if a woman made the Pdike, we are talking with Marabais when there are Sukkot times, she made the Pdike, let's say, last Sunday, and she was clean. And then she didn't make any more Pdikes until Thursday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, without bdikas. Thursday, she made a bdike. Sunday morning, she made a bdike, she was clean. Didn't make a bdike. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning, she made a bdike and she was angry. And she handled many taras between Sunday and Thursday. So according to Hillel, so according to Shama, it's dayanshayt. We can consider all that, the trumas, the taras she handled between Sunday and Thursday as day. Don't have to be chesish. And in other words, kehanim can eat them and so on. And hilaymeh mipkide lipkide. That kehanim cannot eat those trumas that this woman who made a bdike on Sunday morning and she found herself clean. And then she made a bdike on Thursday morning and she found herself unclean. So Hill says, Kehanim cannot eat those tumis. Because midrabonon, not midrais is allowed. But midrabonon, we have to be chesish maybe a minute after she took out the bdike cloth from inside. She had a slight discharge. And how is it it didn't come out? So slight, so it was retained in the vaginal canal. Some in Meile, all the Tara she handled on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. Hot maize, so Kehanim cannot eat them. So he says, Vatul Yom Harbe, even though the interval between one Bdike and the other is many days, let's say from Sunday until Thursday. So Yamitame, according to Hillel,
we have to contaminate Mitame, all the Tara she handled in that interval between the Bdike that was clean and the present Bdike that is unclean. So otherwise the previous Bdike was a clean Bdike on Sunday morning. Now on Thursday there is an unclean Bdike, so all the Taras that she touched between Sunday morning and Thursday morning are to be treated as mace. In other words, Kehanim cannot eat them. Kehanim cannot eat them. That's so. Hillel is a mach. Vachachomim emrim. Loiki divrize. Veloiki divrize. Not like the Chachomim, and we pass like the Chachomim. Not like Shammai, not like Hillel, but like the Chachomim. In other words, the Chachomim are not as mekil as much as Shammai, and they are not as machmir as much as Hillel. According to Shammai, so all the taras she handled between Sunday morning and Thursday morning, I'll tell you, even the taras she handled half an hour or 5 minutes before the bdike on Thursday morning. And according to Hillel, even the Tara she handled 5 minutes or a minute after she took out the bdike cloth from inside on Sunday morning, so I also told Chachomim, we make a compromise. Since it's only Midrash Rabbanon, so we make a compromise. In other words, only the Tara she handled within 24 hours prior to this decade that turned out to be unclean. So those tares we are mitam. Those tares we are mitam. Hachom meimon loiki divrize veloite kivrize. Elo meis leis. Only 24 hours. Meis leis means 24 hours. Meis leis from the same moment one day today, the same time the other day. Let's say now she makes the bdike, she finds herself unclean. It's 12 o'clock Thursday, so all the tara she handled prior to 12 o'clock Thursday, let's say until that, from 12 o'clock Wednesday, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So those are tamei. We don't have to be cheshish all the way back to the previous pkide, the previous pkide. So Shammai emir kol anoshim dayim shaito. Hillel emir pkide li pkide v'afil li yom marbe. V'chachomim emirim loy ki divri ze v'loy ki divri ze. Alameis leis mi ma'etes al yad mi pkide li pkide. In other words, if the previous bdike took place more than 24 hours prior to this bdike, let's say the example I mentioned, that the previous bdike took place on Sunday morning, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, four times 24 hours. So, four misles, that's 96 hours. So then, you only contaminate the tares she handled within 24 hours prior. And it reduces the time of the contamination from 96 hours to 24 hours. Suppose she made a bdike, let's say, a Thursday morning, and the previous bdike was made Wednesday 6 p.m., yesterday at 6 p.m., so then we'll only contaminate the tara she handled from 6 p.m. Wednesday, but not the tara she handled at 5 p.m. Wednesday, because we know she was sterile, because at 6 p.m. This is what it means. Elameis leis me'aretes al yad מפקידלי פקידי, ומפקידלי פקידי ממעטס על יד מאיס לאיס. נעלצי דרשי, שם הימים כל אנושים דיים שייטו, עם רועס אדם, די לנו עם תיטמי תרומו ויטרס, תרומו עם אינסטרומו, טרס עם אינסקוצ'י, שתיגע בהם משעשרי הרלך, ולאמרינון כאיך הדהשתי, ישתק ארדם בביס החיצן, יאבס בתקונו מכמה הוכה, הווי ישתק אך, וכייס לביס הרחם מדו, וכאן לא מפה גיסי דייפן, כל אנושים מתאמס בביס החיצן, מפקיד לפקידי בודקה עצמו ביחד בשבס, ומוצא סותרו, ואין רביעי בודקו ומוצא סותמיו, חיישינו, ומתאמי מסופיק, כל אתרי שמססקו בהם, משאז בדיקס איכות בשבס, דישמו עם סילוק ג'דל. The moment she put away the בדיקה קלוב, she had a discharge of them, and it was retained in the ביסחיץ. עם סילוק דורז, וקייס לביסרחם ממדל. קייס לביסרחם means the vaginal canal. Retained it, and it didn't come outside. ואפילו ליום עם הרב, הילים הם פקידו לפקיד אפילו יום מהרבי. בין בדיק ראשינו לשניו, מתאמינון, suppose the previous בדיק was made Sunday morning, and the second בדיק, which is unclean, is Thursday morning, according to הילל, we are מתאמי, all the tarish he handled, between Sunday morning and Thursday morning. It's four misles, not one misles. בין בדיק ראשינו לשניר מתאמינו כל אתר שניססקו שניססקו בהם ביטאי אבל הנך דמיקם בבדיק כמה יישא תארץ דו כשבודקה עצמו משוסה תארץ but of course the tar is handled מצוי שבס they are certainly tארץ because she made the בדיק on the morning and she found clean so that means there is no dam לויקי דברי זה שהחכום זה לויקי דברי זה not like Hillel that he was מח שייך מייס המדי דיבדי כולה היום עם רבים ומיק מלאי קייס לביסרחם ולויקי דברי זה שמייק על ייס המדי אלא מייס לייס מהעתס על יד מפקידה לפקידה שאם יש יום עם הרבי במפקידה לפקידה לא יתאמינו לכולה תארס דיבני ובני, אלייסה שניססקו בהם מאסמי, בשואה זייס, ותאמי ידי רבונו מפורש לכמון, בגמור, נמצא מייס לייס מהמטס, מה מפקידה לפקידה, ומפקידה לפקידה ממהמטס, על יד מייס לייס, אם היו זמן מפקידה לפקידה מועט מזמן מייס לייס, הלכן אחף להוקר, כי אם בודקה עצמו שחס, ספוז שמייד רום בדיקה, 6 o'clock in the morning, and she, it was clean. Umozozotero v'chozro v'botko arviz, and then at 6 p.m., arviz, made that dike, she found it unclean. So, damrino l'kam mastisn pa'mayim tzricho liyiz b'dekes. L'chatchile, a woman who is asuka b'taharas, has to make two b'dikes, married woman, p'nuye, because is my bias because it's very important so pamayim sicholiz bide geschachs u bin a shmoshes loy mitagino tare shel yemesh so in other words if she made the bdike let's say on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock at 6 o'clock and she was asleep and then she makes another bdike at 6 p.m. Sunday evening and she's unclean So you're only mitamei the tare she handled from 6 a.m. Sunday to 6 p.m. But the tare she handled before that, we saw in Shabbos, are certainly tares, because the bdike at 6 a.m. Sunday morning show demonstrated beyond the shadow of a doubt that she was not neither yet. So, פעמיים צלולים בלי שחם נשמוסים, תמיד תאר של רמש of the last evening, בבות כשחם יש מוצא סתירו, ולקל ימי מדע ודם מאסמיל, weit scheite. Er hat noch teures nicht, der Schach ist wählich mit Aminon, da hat ein Pkidolipi. So, so meisli eis in der Mette saliad mit Pkidolipi. In other words, if the previous Pkide was made four misles before on Sunday morning, so then which tales are contaminated are to be considered contaminated? Only the tales she handled within the 24 hours prior. So that reduces the tales. It reduces the tales to minimum. Because the tales she handled more than 24 hours prior, so would have are not to be considered the stomach. So he says, "Can both cast my shacks and so take off a horse for both carbon so it may all. The moon will come as this in Pamayim Schicholi, the Keshach is when as washes, when with a minimum tariff of the lemish, the both Keshach is and what so take off. If you like, let me with David Ames, me by Shaite, and a hand of tariff is in the Keshach is when the Kuntaminon, then in Kiru Pkide, Al Yad, Al Keach, Kiru Pkide, Ubo, Mate, Kripis, Al Yode, the Hinal, Bay, Call it them, the Mishnah says, again, call Isho Sheyesh Lo Veset Dayashait. So, we pass like the Chacham, that Ligabi Taras, if a woman makes a bdike and she found herself unclean, so we are Heshish that all the Taras she came in contact with within 24 hours prior are all stomach. But there are certain exceptions. If a woman has a regular period, we know that every 30th day she has the period. She has the period every 30th day, every 29th day she has the period. Some male, she had the period, let's say, or this is called, you know, vestes. There are two kinds of vestes. There is the vestes achidesh and there is the vestes aflog. Veset Achidesh means a day in the month. We have lunar months. So, if a woman has the period every Rish Chodesh or every fifth of the month, she has the period on the fifth of Nisan, she has the period on the fifth of Iyar, she has the period on the fifth of Sivan, on the fifth of Tammuz, and so on. Then, that's called Veset Achidesh. It's contingent upon a certain day in the month. Veset Afloge means when there is a certain constant interval, certain number of days between one period and the other. In other words, every 25th day she has the period. So every 25th day she has the period. So she had it, let's say, on the 1st of May, and then she has the period on the 25th of May. And then she'll have the period the 25th as of the 25th of May. It will probably be the 24th of the 24th of June, because May has 31 days. That's called Veset Haflog. That is called Veset Aflog. So, a woman where, so the Mishnah says, if a woman has a Veset Aflog, let's say on the 5th of the month, and then she made a Bdika on the 5th, let's say, of Nisan, and it was unclean, so then she doesn't have to Bechishish, less the Taras she handled. And the 4th of Nisan Atome. Why? Because when do we say that we are Cheshish for all the Taras she handled within 24 hours prior? If she didn't have the period in her due day, But if she, so then, since she didn't have it on a regular day, maybe she had it before, a few hours before, but it was slight, you know, when a woman has a period, so at the beginning, it is a mild flow, then it's a bigger flow. So since she didn't have the period on a regular day, so we have to be she comes to the Chachamim, maybe she, there was a discharge, a slight discharge, 5 hours before, but it was retained in the Pesach, it's in the Gisel, in Pesach, in the vagina canal. Masha'inkin, if she had a period on a due day, so then we take it for granted that before that she didn't have any discharge, so you're not mitame any taras on afreya. This is the shita of Rav Deise, but this Mishneh is expressive of the view of Rav Deise. But the Chabonon, Chachon Machelik and Rav Deise, and they say even a woman who has a beset kopua, so she's still mitame l'mafreya meisleis. But we pass like Rav Deise. Kol isho sheyesh lo beset dayeshayt. Oh, look at the Rashi. Kol isho sheyesh lo beset kovua gimu pom ubotko bishas vesto umotsoso istmeyo dayeshayto vilekali meimad mikora habehosom. Since she has a certain day when she has the period, so we don't have to be chayish. Maybe she had a slight discharge an hour before the period, because that's a due day, that's the normal thing. Then the Mishnah says, "Hamshameshes beedin harezi pkido." In other words, what is pkido? Pkido means when she had an inspection. So if she puts in a piece of cloth inside and takes it out, that's an inspection. In other words, if, let's say, look at the Rashi. Hamshameshes beidin, in other words, she had cohabitation with the husband. But before she had cohabitation with the husband, she tested herself with a piece of cloth. Hamshameshes beidin, she bought cards ma beid, the haine besodin, kaden tashmish, ulaacha tashmish. In other words, because that was the halacha, not today. Because today we have no taras, but Bisman Abayis when they were taras. So then, when a woman had cohabitation with the husband, she had to make the bdikah before cohabitation and after cohabitation. Why? Because sometimes the menstruation is to a great extent psychosomatic, you know, and the feelings of the emotions of the woman have to do with menstruation. So there is a possibility that as a result of Tashmish she menstruated. So even though she made a bdike before Tashmish and it was clean, but after Tashmish, as a result of the excitement, you know, she experienced through the Tashmish, she might have had a slight discharge. So there's a loche. Bisman Abayis, when women were asukis bitares, so she had to may be mishameshes beidim. Two eidits. In other words, the bdike before Tashmish is one eid, and the bdike lacha Tashmish is another eid. Hamshameshes beidim harezu kipkido umemahametes al yad meis leis ve'ad al yad mekido kido. So Rashi says Hamshameshes beidim shebot kats be'eidayin b'sodin kibin tashmish l'ahar tashmish harezu kipkido umemahametes al yad v'mroas odam ahakar v'dikas harviz v'yishim shobatsarayim be'eidim lo'y mitaminon taras dim dikas shachis ha'tashmish. שהרקידן תשמיש בוטקו ומוסוס התאירו ולקלי מימה מכם הוח אבי אלא הנר דמיטשמיש אלא הנר דמיטשמי ולכניס. Then he says, כיצד ועל יד מפקידל ומאמתס על יד מאיז ולאיז ועל יד מפקידל ופקידל כיצד איש הייתו הויסו ישבס במיתו ועסוקו בתארס ופורסו ורועסו הית מאיו ואין תארס. So let's say, suppose in the in other words, suppose she was lying in bed with her friends. For some time, and then she left them, and they were, and she was a super guitar, she handled tars, and then she left her friends with the tars, and then she made the bdike after she left her friend, she sat down on another bed, and she made the bdike on the other bed, and she found herself male. So all the towers she handled before the BK are contaminated. But then we should say we want to follow it up logically, since we contaminate all the towers she handled before the BK, so melee we should contaminate the towers that her friends also handled. Not that we don't sin, it's only with the Rabbanon. So we are not machmir ligabi the taras that our friends had put. Because that would be a great hardship, you know. So he says, Ho yiso yishevez mito, vasuka bitaras, uporso, and she left that bed, viroaso, hit meyo, and the friends is there. But if you are chayshish that she had a discharge 23 hours before and she was together with her friends, some male if he nido touches another person, so he also becomes tamei. So her friends should be considered the tamei. No, we are not. We only apply it ligabe her, not ligabe difference. So he may have vain tears. So he says, yeah, then Afa Pisha Omro Mitama Meisleis in main elemishoshawas, even though we are Hishish, the Gabitaires, but she has to start counting from the moment she saw, not from the day before, because that's only a chosh. All right, that's the first mission. That's the basic mission. Now, so last week on Monday, we started this Gemara because we had finished the Iskusit, so we started this. Rablezarima, so anyway, we passed like the Chachomim, that Ligabi Tares. So we are mitamil mafreya, all the tares a woman handled within 24 hours prior to the rias dam she saw now. 24 mafreya. But there are four, Rabbi Lezer says, there are four categories of women in regard to whom we don't apply the mitamil misles. But these are the four categories of women who ordinarily don't menstruate. Who are these four categories? Abonoshi, four categories of women. Danshai, psulo. Psulo means a young girl who has not attained the puberty as yet. some Melech, it's not a derech to menstruate, you know. A girl, the young child, when she's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, she doesn't menstruate. Sometimes an 11-year-old girl or woman will have a menstrual flow. So, and even a 12-year-old girl more usually will not menstruate. So psulo is called psulas dom. Here psulo you see psulo. The Gemara mentioned psulo sometimes means a virgin who did not have a relationship with the man. That's a virgin. And here psulo means psulas dom. It means who did not menstruate as yet. So, a young child who has not attained puberty, prior to puberty, so, and then for the first time she has a menstrual flow, so she's not mitame, we don't contaminate all the tara she handled within 24 hours prior. If an adolescent woman has a menstrual flow, since it's her derech to heavy menstrual flow, so after the chayishes, maybe there was a slight discharge an hour before. But if it's a young child and now is the first time that she menstruated, so we don't have the chayishes, maybe she had a slight discharge an hour before. Psulo is one category. Muberes, a pregnant woman. Usually a pregnant woman doesn't menstruate. So if she did have a menstrual flow, we are not mitame all the tara she handled within 24 hours before. Miniko, a nursing woman, is also usually, she doesn't menstruate. So if she did have a menstrual flow, we are not mitame the tara she handled from Afreya within 20 hours before. Uskeno, in other words, a woman after menopause, an elderly woman after menopause. So, but sometimes you find strange things that an elderly woman will have a menstrual flow. So then we're not mitame the taras lemafreya. So Rablezer says in the past like Rablezer that there are four categories of women in regard to whom we are not mitame the tares limafreya that she handled within 24 hours before. Who are the four categories? Psulo, muberes, a child before puberty, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, and a woman after menopause, an elderly. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, anilu shomaiti elo psulo. Aber Allah HaKabbas, Rabbi Yeshua says, I only heard that a child, if she has a menstrual flow for the first time, we're not talking about Freya, because she did not as yet sit down. So you don't have to be chesish. Maybe she had a slight discharge an hour before Tava, because it's the first time that she's menstruating. Masha'inkin midar to imoberes, imeniko, iskeno, she did menstruate before, but now she's pregnant, so then if she does menstruate, we have to be chesish. Maybe did she had a slight discharge an hour before, and 2 hours before, and we are mitame all the tara she handled within 24 hours before. The Mishnah says, we pass the Kablasa, that in regard all the four categories of women, Psulo, Mideres, Niko, Iskeno, so we don't apply the law of Mitamun Mafreya, Mitamun Isles, but we say Dayan Shait. Izeu Psulo, Izeu psulo, what is called the psulo? Kol shalei roaso dami omer, a child who has not as yet have immense overflow, and this is the first time. Afal kishem yisur, you know. Bisman Chazal, so children, little young girls also got married, you know. So even if she's married already, but if she's Ktana, she's 10 years old, but she's married, you know, a father could be Mikabel Kedushin, you know, for Ktana. So even if she's married, and then she has a menstrual flow for the first time, so is Daisha. We don't say since she's married, it's a male, we have to be chesish. Maybe she had a slight discharge before. Muberes, when is a woman considered Muberes, Mishayeda Ibo, when people can notice that she's pregnant. Now, and these are grounded in it, Akonis Chachomit. So even today, when she can go to a doctor, the first day she's pregnant and then take a test and it will show that she's pregnant, but the takone was only when it's already, when the fetus, the pregnancy is already 3 months advanced, so then an observer can notice it. Then we say Dayashayt. But if it's not Hukawibo, less than 3 months, even though she took a test. But that's where the Takanas Chachamim. Maybe the Takanas Chachamim doesn't change. Ubnuberes Mishieda Yipo. Miniko. Suppose she's a nursing woman and then she has a menstrual flow, so it's also Daishaito. So, until when does it last? So, Achitikmil is no, until she wins the baby from nursing. Until the baby is weaned from nursing, stops nursing. Nosno bnoliminiko, suppose she turned over the baby to a minekes, a nursing woman, you know. That was before the days when a bottle was used, you know. So suppose she turns over the baby to a nursing woman and she doesn't, the mother doesn't nurse the baby. Ogomalte, suppose she weaned the baby. Oimei, suppose the baby died. So then Rab Meir says that then she's like a regular woman, because according to Rav Meir, the only reason why do we say these 4 categories of women. Why aren't we the time these days? Because they are becheskas mishulekes dam. Everybody knows in the nursing woman usually does not menstruate, even though today more and more women menstruate, even though they nurse today. We'll soon see about it. So Rav Meir says the only reason as to why a nursing woman and a pregnant woman a nursing woman. So does not menstruate is because she nurses, but the moment she stops nursing, for whatever reason, either because she weaned the baby, she weaned him of the nursing, of the breast, or because she turned it over to a nursing woman, you know, nursing woman. So, but since she's not nursing herself, so mele she's not becheskas mishulekes dam. Because Rav Meir holds that the reason as to why a minekes is becheskas is mishulekes dam, because dam neka v'nasa chalof, the dam changes into milk. Now I explained last time, it doesn't mean the dam changes into milk. The blood is not transformed into milk, but this is based upon the scientific fact that the same glands that are responsible for menstruation are also responsible for the production of milk in the breasts of the mother. So that's what it means, and this is the same glands. So that's called dam nekam nashalov. So mele, if the baby is weaned off the breast, or she turns over, so then there is no reason as to why she should not menstruate. It's not menstruate. This is what Rameya says. So mele is mitam meisles v'chachomim eimrim dayo shait. And according to Chachomim, so for 24 months, 2 years after a woman gave birth to a child, so she's becheskas mislekes dam. Now, why? Because he says that the reason as to why a woman who gave birth to a child, so is becheskas mislekes dam, because as a result of labor, so Ivoreo misparking, so that, in other words, birth introduces a change in the whole organism, and because of that, it withholds the menstruation process for a period of 2 years. Now, Dr. Tendler, so once delivered a lecture, and I heard it. So he said that among American women, so if a woman stops nursing, or she doesn't nurse, let's say, the bottle gives the bottle all the time, so she will menstruate. But in South America, even if the women don't nurse, but as a result of the birth, so the menstruation is withheld for about 2 years. So you see that both are true, but I suppose it depends upon the habits of the people, you know. So anyway, so Rameya says that nosnum nolibinikogum late yomeis. So mitam meisleis, because then she's likely to menstruate. And the Chachamim say no, we did. So Gemara says, Rameya holds the tam is because dam nekam nasecholov. And the Chachamim say the tam is because ivorel misparakim. And we paskin ivorel misparakim. So that means that if a woman gave birth to a baby, so for 2 years, if she has tares, the gabi tares, so it's dayoshait, even if she doesn't nurse the baby. But anyway, it's not relevant to us anyway, because we don't have tares. Rav Meir Imam Itam Yisrael Zachachom dayoshait, Yizeu Zkeino, Kol Shovu Aleo Sholesheineis, Somochu Zikno, so who is considered to be a skeino, as to have attained menopause, you know, and this is something that even today, with all the scientific progress, it's not so easy to determine whether a woman has attained menopause. It's very easy to determine whether a woman is pregnant, so she takes a pregnancy test. But if a woman will go, she's already older, let's say she's 40 years old. Many women, when they are 40, they are at menopause. Many women at menopause at 60. So if a woman wants to find out from a doctor whether she attained menopause or not, the doctor will tell her, I cannot determine that. You are the only one who determined it. In other words, whether she has the period or she doesn't have the period. So even today, there is no real test to determine whether a woman has attained menopause. So, Ligabi Daloch of Dai Shaito, in connection with Iskeno, who is considered Iskeno, So Izeus Keino Kosha Ovualeo Sholishinis Somochal Ziknos. In other words, if she's already an elderly woman, she's close to old age. If she's close to old age, and then and three anus, because an average anus means the interval between one period and another. So the average interval between one menstruation and another is 30 days. Of course, some women it's 60 days, some women it's 25 days, some women it's 20 days. But the average interval between one period and another woman is 30 days. So 3 anus is 90 days. So in other words, if a woman is already close to old age, and then for 90 days she doesn't have the period, so then we say she has attained menopause, she's escaped. So what does it mean, somoch l'ziknosa? So the Gemara mentions a psychological test, somoch l'ziknosa, not in terms of age, but psychological test. In other words, a young woman, if you call her mom, you get insulted. Especially grandma, you know, but get very insulted. Grandma, but an elderly woman doesn't mind if when she's called, let's say, a woman who is 80 years old. So every stranger will call her grandma. Don't mind. Certainly ma won't mind. So the Gemara says, turn to Daf Tes Amid Aleph, the second line from the end of the Amid. Izeu iskine kol shovel shovel sheini samochul ziknosa. Heyeche dome samochul ziknosa. Omar Rav Yude kol shechavriseo imri soleo skenoi. Psychologically, she's already old. And he says, V'Rav Shimon Eimeya kol shov keirin lo imo imo. Imo. The inner beisha, so in other words, so one mandoma says some of the gnosha means if all our friends say, oh, she's already old, and Rav Shimon says, no, there is a psychological test, not the reputation, the fact that she's reputed as an old woman doesn't mean anything. Sometimes people out of malice, you know, and out of jealousy will call another woman, you know, old, you know, because they are jealous. But there's another test called Shekeinlo Imo Imo Veina Beish. She doesn't feel insulted. That means psychologically she's not so youthful. Because if psychologically she had been youthful and vigorous, so then she would resent being called Mommy, by strangers. So, Rabbi Jacob Zirev, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nisachadama, Kolshin and Makpedes, Chadoma, Kolshin and Bush. Anyway, so the Mishnah says, what woman is considered as Keno? Kolshovuala or Sholashini, Somohu Ziknos. If three anus, and the name of Beninis is 30 days, three anus, 3 times 30, 90 days. If 90 days pass by and she didn't have any menstrual flow, and she's already somoch l'ziknosa because her friends consider her old, or people call her mom, grandma, and she doesn't feel insulted, and in addition, she didn't have a menstrual flow for 90 days, so then she's assumed as a skin. In other words, sometimes you have a young woman who for some reason does not have the menstrual flow for 90 days, so then we don't consider her to have attained menopause. So there must be something pathological in her. But if she's somewhat diagnosed and she didn't have a flow for 90 days, then we assume that she's already escaped. Rablezar imeya, kolisho shavuola sholishini is dayashad. Rablezar mentions it equally. That any woman, even a young woman, but if for some reason she, 3 intervals, 90 days have passed, and she did not see any dam, because, you know, usually the average woman sees dam every 30th day. Now she didn't see any dam in Nisan, didn't see near, didn't see any dam in Sivan. And then in Tammuz she has a menstrual flow. So Rablezar says, then we say that we apply the principle of Dayashait. See, even though she's a young woman, she's 25 years old, but for 3 inabilities, she did not have any menstrual flow. So Mimele, then she has. So we say Dayashait. It's a big cool. There's a call. Rablezar imeya kol isha shavua la sholoshin is daishat. But Rabbi Yisi is chelik, Rablezar. Rabbi Yisi says that a regular woman, a young woman, an adolescent woman, even if she had a hefsek of Damnido for 90 days, and then she had a menstrual flow, so we are mitame meislis. But Moberes miniko shov alim sholashin is da inshaita. In other words, he's machmir. He said, da inshaita only apply to a Moberes miniko who in addition did not have any menstrual flow for 90 days, then it's dying shaita. But suppose in Mubaras Miniko, she at the very beginning, you know, of the Ibu, of the pregnancy, and it was not yet determined whether she had a menstrual flow within 90 days or not. So then, and she had the flow, so then it's mitam misles. In other words, we need 2 prerequisites. She should be more paras or a miniko, and in addition, that should have a hefsek of 90 days without a reason. Paras miniko shom wale in sholishin is dain shaiton, uba meom rudai shaito birio risheno. In other words, Rablezar says, "Kol isha shavua la sholoshin is daishaito," even a adolescent woman. So that the last clause in the Mishnah relates to Rablezar's din, who says, "Kol isha shavua la sholoshin is daishaito." So then, if a grown-up woman for 90 days didn't have any menstrual flow, and then she had a period, so in that period we say Daishaita. But suppose 30 days later she has again that period, so then it's already mitam mislays. Ubame omo Daishaita bevir v'sheino, avo bishnio mitam mislays, vimoaso v'sheino meines, afashnio Daishaita. In other words, suppose for 90 days she didn't have menstrual flow, and then because of a special reason, so she had a period because she was given, let's say, a certain medication, you know, that caused her to menstruate. So then, and then a second time she had a menstrual flow. Since the first time after the hefsek of the 90 days without the flow was caused by a certain special circumstance because of the medication or so on, so maybe the second one is like the first one after the hefsek, and it's daishat. Aber bist du mehr und da ist halt bei Schäner. Aber bist nur mit einem Israelis. Wie Moa sage ich in einem Ende, es warst nie da ihr Scheitern. Da kommen wir mit da ihr Scheitern, hat doch alle Zeit rasch. Schuss, man hat noch gesagt, nicht. Because bis man Chazal, mothers used to nurse the baby for 24 months. Today is different. She overall also was so sure she is for the more. So much of the knowledge for the more. Kali she was in Yaldo. Mu beres mini kavloi overall aloi. U polik a dera blazla den a kamel di oma liil. Mu beres da yo shaita mishiva da ube a mini ko mishenelat. This is tana kamel. But Rabbi Yisi says that stamu beres, even though it's already Gimul Chodoshi, and the baby is already Nikea, so and she has immense flow, is we don't say Daish Haito, but only if in addition she did not have any men's the period for 90 days. Biri Orisheino, she was Absulam Oberes, the Askinula Hashalashenis, Avo Bishnio Mitame Meisleis. Shall Hosoli Kad Musoli is Domin Mitsuimbom Tanye Omale Rabimor Omale Rablezel Rabbi Yeshua Ato Loishomato Ani Shomati. In other words, what did Rablezel say? That four categories of women are Pecheskas Mushlekes Dam Daishat. And Rabbi Yeshua said, I only heard Psula, a child who hasn't attained puberty, but I haven't heard that the Moberes and the Niko and Skeino are also Bechesim Mishlach Adam. Some people said, you haven't heard, but I did hear. Omer li Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, ato lo yishamato, ani yishamayti, ato lo yishamato la'achas, psulo, v'ani yishamayti harbe, in emri li mishal yiroes, achi yishal yoyi, el mishal ou, kol yomo, el mishal ou. We don't say, this is like a motion. We don't say, you know, when the Mikdash, the Chiddush on the basis of the observation of the moon. So now it's all because of the calendar. But in the early days, when he had his Sanhedrin, we had the Bezos Mukhim, so he had to be Mikdash on the basis of the observation of the moon. So the Sanhedrin used to send out Shluchim to the high mountains in Israel and to look for the moon. And if they saw the moon on the high mountains in Israel on the 30th of the outgoing month, they went back to the Sanhedrin and they told the Sanhedrin they saw the moon. Then the Sanhedrin was Mikdash the 30th day. If they saw the moon on the 31st of the outgoing month, so they went to the Sanhedrin and they testified. They saw the moon, and then the Sanhedrin was Mikdash the 31st day of the outgoing month is the first of the incoming month. So whom do we tell to testify? Those who saw the moon, not those who didn't. So he used it as emotion. You didn't hear, so you can testify. But I heard, so I can testify. Namely, Michel Roy, Zahedi Shel, Yoytel Michel Roy, Kol Yom of Shora Blazer, Hoyoising Kirabi Yeshua, the Ahab to Rossi Shora Blazer, Herzerabi Yeshua is Adoral Yeshnei. So, all the days while the Blazer was living, so the people acted according to the Psak of Rabbi Yeshua. Only Psula is Dayashaito. But Moberes Niko is Keno, not Dayashaito. But after Rabbi Lezer was Nifter, so then Rabbi Yeshua himself was Kaveh Daloch like Rabbi Lezer. That all the four, in regard to all the four categories, not just Psula, but even Moberes Niko is Keno. So if she has immense flow, so is the Ayeshat. Kirablezer b'chayav my time away, how is it that Rabbi Yeshua did not cast like Reblezer a Bechayev at all, he agreed that Reblezer is right. Reblezer heard, he didn't hear. So he agreed. So why wasn't he kaveh aloch like Reblezer? Mishum de Reblezer shamuti. Shamuti. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisus. What's the pshat in Shamuti? Rashi says pshat in Shamuti is because he was excommunicated. You know, Reblezer was nisnat because he had once a machlekes with all the Chachomim, with Rabbi Yeshua and all the Chachomim, and they discussed it, and he was overruled. So there is a halacha of Achir Rabim Lahatis, but Reblezer didn't succumb. He didn't succumb. So at that time, they were minadim. They were minadim, Reblezer. They were minad Reblezer. Because he was Eidachra. Of course, Reblezer, his kavone was Lishim Shemayim, because Reblezer was convinced that the Chachomim, the Rabbim, as convinced as they were at that time, that ultimately they themselves would consider it. So because of that, he refused to succumb to their opinion, but he made a mistake, Reblezer. They did not ultimately consider him. So Mele, the Chachomim, were minad Reblezer, kidei sheliyah b'machlekes b'Yisrael. So Rashi says Sham, the reason is why Rabbi Yeshua did not kveya the aloche like Reblezer, that all the four categories were women. So we apply the concept, the principle of the Gai Shaito, and he passed only Ligabe Ipsulo, a child who hasn't attained puberty as yet. We apply the principle of the Ishaito because since he was Benidu, and if he would pass like Reblezer in this aloche, so then many Jews would say, oh, in that Machlekes, in Tanor Achnoye, so you see that Reblezer is right, so we have to pass in that Machlekes also. So he says, my time limit Reblezer Shamutehu, because he was Benidu. Visova, Abdinon Kavose Bechode, Abdinon Kavav Saye Bachanaisi. If we'll do it like this, like Reblezer and this, we'll have to do like Reblezer and all the other Machlekes. And there the Aloch is not like Reblezer. So because of that, in order that people shouldn't think that Aloch is Reblezer in all the Machlekes, so Rabbi Yeshua did not, in the lifetime of Reblezer, he refused to pass like Reblezer. But only after the Ptira, so then there was no such mirshul. Teisve says Shamuti means something else, because he was of the Bishamai. He was a member of the Bishamai, Reblezer. So Mele didn't want to pass, even though Rabbi Yeshua realized that the aloche is like Reblezer, but if you would pass openly, so then people would think that we have to act like Bishama in all the other aloches, where the aloche is not like Bishama. So b'chayim matayim alayim mishum Reblezer shamuti u'bisoba yi abdin kavos b'chod abdin kavos b'achanayise. So the question is, the Chachamim should tell the public, listen, you can't act like that. But then it would involve an embarrassment to Reblezer, because like this, they don't pass like Reblezer. So no one is talking about it. But if they pass in this, it's like Reblezer. Then many Jews would start acting like Reblezer and other things too. Then the Chachon would have to say, no, you can't act like Reblezer and other things. So that would involve an embarrassment for a blazer. So they decided that not to pass like a blazer, so then the issue will not be raised. Now let's see the Rashi. That's Nidu. In four alot machlekes, we pass like Rabbeza. In four machlekes. So one of the four, chodid amor, in regard to the machlekes, whether Tayish Haiton applies only to Psulot, as Rabbi Yeshua says, or it applies to all the four categories of women, Psulot, Moberes, Bikos, Keno, so we pass like Rabbeza. That it applies to all the four categories. Then the other machlekes were passed like Rabbi Elazar, not like Rabbi Yeshua. Hamikashe, kamo tishpe uteizobo meisleiz diber Rabbi Elazar. So there too we have a machlekes. We learned it in the iskusi. There is a loche, there is a sakosu. The dam kishu b'meizive istoya. You may need a stomach, but may see the history. What does Dam Kish mean? In other words, if a woman has labor pain, and then she sees Dam while she's in pain, if it is may need a stomach, but if it is may see the, so she's there. Because it's a cause of Doma Machmas Atzmo, for a Doma Machmas Water. But sometimes there is such a phenomenon as false labor pain. It's not really labor pain. You know that. So what is the criterion whereby we determine whether it's false labor pain or a genuine labor pain? If it's false labor pain, so it's not machlas blood. So male she's male means even if it's real labor pain, so then there is a cause of So, what is the criterion? The criterion is if after, suppose on Sunday at 9 o'clock, she had pain, 9 o'clock in the morning, she had pain, and then she saw Dam, and after that she had a period of comfort, no pain, for 24 hours. Even if the 24 hours started in the middle of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning, Sunday till 9 o'clock, Monday morning, and then she gave birth, and it's immediate. So then, if there was a 24-hour period of comfort, so that's a raya that the pain she had was menstrual. You know, a woman sometimes, she has labor pain, calls up the doctor tells her, go take a taxi, come to the hospital immediately. She comes to the hospital, she stays there for a day or two, and then the doctor tells her, go home. The baby is not due yet, so why did she have labor pain? So we call it false labor pain. So maybe it's not Dama Machaslot. So what determines, according to the Blazer, whether it's false liver pain or real liver pain? If she had a period of comfort for Miss Less, for 24 hours, Rabbi Yeshua says no. It has to be clearly Shabbos V'Yemi. In other words, suppose she had liver pain 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and she saw down, and then she had a period of comfort until 9 o'clock on Monday, and then she gave birth to a baby at 9 Monday 9:30, according to Rabbi Zera. So the Riyas Dam she had because with pain 24 hours before the lady, so it's considered is not damnation. It's falsely a pain, damnation, that historia means real labor pain. But if it's falsely a pain, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it has to be clearly Shabbos behavior. Only if you have in that interval of comfort, you have a home is less starting from sunset till sunset. So now it's according to Rabbi Yeshua, if she had labor pain, she saw down, because Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then she had a period of comfort until 9 o'clock Monday, and she gave birth at 9:30, let's say Monday morning. So she, according to Blazar, she'll be male, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, she'll be tail, unless she'll give birth to the baby on Monday night after sunset, after 6 o'clock. So she already had in that period of comfort a whole day like Leni Shabbos V'Ein. Now we pass like a blazer, don't make any difference whether it's a whole day like Leni Shabbos V'Ein or just 24 hours. So that's again another case where there's a machleket between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim, Rabbi Yeshua, and we passed like Rabbi Elazar. V'ido acham kashe kamo tish bevite zelen meisle izdi Rabbi Elazar v'aloche kidvov. V'ido another third machleket we passed like Rabbi Elazar. Yazove shebot ko atzmon v'imrisheinu motzu toer. Yem Shvi Umotzitoya, Ushora Yamuli Botku, Rablezarim, Rarilu Bechaskestare, Rabishuim, Rinlem, Rimelishim, Yimashvi Bilvad, Rabba Akiva, Imerinlem, Yimshvi Bilvad, Vitani Rapshim, Rabbeisim, Nirin, the Rablezam, the Rabishua, Vidivrei, Rabba Akiva, Midivrei Kolom, Avalohek, Rablezer, also we have a threefold machlekes there. Now, Izove has to count Zayniki in Zove. In other words, if she saw in the Yimei Zive and 3 days in succession, so she becomes Izove daily, and she has to count 7 clean days. So the halacha is, since she has to count 7 clean days, she's Mechuyeves Mechatchila to make 2 bdikas every day of the Zayiniki. Of course, first she has to make Hefzik Tam. This is the most important thing, to determine that the flow stops. And then, on each day of the 7 clean days, she has to make 2 bdikas, one in the morning and one before she. But the event, the 2 bdikas every day of Zayinikim are not me'akid. How much is me'akid? So Rabbi Elazar says, if she made the bdika the first day and the 7th day, so the evet is enough. There's a machlekes in Gemara whether the evet is necessary both bdikas, one bdika the first and one bdika the 7th, or a bdika the first even without a bdika the 7th, is enough the event, or bdika the 7th without bdika the 1st is enough. So only bdika is the 1st and the 7th is me'akid. And Rabbi Yeshua says ein lo emel yeim arishin, there's something very strange v'yeim ashvi. Now suppose the zovidim who saw down on Sunday in the Yimizive, Monday and Tuesday. So she became Zovek Deva. And Tuesday. And suppose She made the bdikah, she made the efsektahara on Tuesday before, and she found herself clean. She found herself clean. So then she has to start counting the Zayinikim on Wednesday. And then and the following Tuesday would be the seventh day. So she was supposed to make two bdikas on every day of the Zayinikim, but she didn't make bdikas on every day. She just made bdikas on Wednesday and on the following Tuesday, on the first day of the Zayinikim and the seventh day of the Zayinikim. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, she cannot go tefillah Tuesday night, the night after the following Tuesday. According to Rabbi Lazer, if she made two bdikas, one on Wednesday and one on the following Tuesday, so Tuesday night she can go to fill it and she tells the Bible. According to Rabbi Shua, she cannot go to fill it Tuesday night. But since she made two bdikas, one on the first day of the Zayinikim, on Wednesday, and one on the following Tuesday, so she has 2 days. She has to count 5 more days. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And Sunday night she can go to them. That's very strange. So the question is, after all, the 7 days have to be a ritzufim in succession. So 1 day of the 7 days is the first Wednesday. And then the second day is the following Tuesday. And then you have 5 days in succession. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. But it's not in succession. Only 5 days are ritzufim. And the other 2 days are not in succession. So this is the time that Rabbi Eliezer mentions against Rabbi Yeshua. So what's Rabbi Yeshua's time? The answer is, midraise, of course. So it is enough, even if she didn't make a bdikah every day of Zayinikim. So it's only midrabbanan, some mele. So midraise, she can go tefillah the night right after the following Tuesday. But midrabbanan, she has to wait 5 more days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Some mele, even though it's not with tefillah, so it's all right. So we have a threefold machlekes. V'idoch hazov hazov shebotko atzmo yimrishin u'mosu toyer yimshvi u'mosu toyer u'shora yom libotko chablezer yimeir aril v'cheskes tare. And she can go tefillah on Tuesday night. Rabbi Yeshua yimerein l'mirishin u'nashvi b'uvad. So she can go tefillah only the following Sunday night. She has to count that. Rabbi Akiva is very easy to understand. He says, since she made the bdikah only on Wednesday and then the following Tuesday, so the following Tuesday is to be considered as the first day of the Zayinikim, and then she has to count 6 more days in succession. 6 more days in succession. So she'll be able to go to tefillah Monday night, the following Monday night. So Vitanya Rabshim Rabbi Yisem Nirin Di Rabbi Lazam Di Rabbi Yishua Di Rabbi Lazam Di Rekolon Ava Alochek Rabbi Lazer. Then, so that's the third machlekes. The fourth, well, we passed like Rabbi Lazer. In 4 machlekes, we passed like Rabbi Lazer. What's the fourth machlekes? Vidor ditnan achere kelim shenitnu l'mashkin Rabbi Lezer eimei mitam v'samashkin v'im peislen eso eichlin mitam v'samashkin v'afilu d'chum v'im peislen eso eichlin v'afilu d'chumo. Now, midrai se, so only an avatume can be mitame odom v'kel. But additionally to me cannot be mitame kelim or. Now we have Avi Avisa to me decimes, and then we have Avatomy, like Sheresh, Chazera, Nivele, so that's an Avatomy. Then we have Vishnu and Vishnu to me, Chum. What is a Vishnu to me? If an Echo, if a Nide, an Avatomy, touches an Echo, comes and comes to an Echo, so the Echo becomes a Vishnu to me. If that Echo comes in contact with another Echo, so the other Echo becomes a Shinri Tumet. That's how far we can go in Chum. In Truma we have Shlish. So if, let's say, an Echo Truma comes in contact with another Tumet, so it becomes a Rish. That Echo comes in contact with another Echo, becomes a Shinri. That Echo, other Echo, touches Truma, so it becomes a Shlish. In Kirkochim we have even a Revi. But what can a Rishin can only be mitame echonumash. A Rishin cannot be mitame another Bikir. But with the Rabbonon there is a loche that Mashkin Tmeim can be mitame even Kir. So that's one of the Chesdovo that the Chachonim Mogizia. That Mashkin Tmeim. So, if they touch a Kele, so the Kele becomes done. Why would the Chachon Misak with Isaac fall? A Rishon cannot transmit Tume to a Kele. Why should the Chachon Misak in a good? Because of Xere. If we would say that no Rish, no Mashket Meir can transmit Tume to a Kele, then people will say even the spittle of Izav, that's a mashke, but that is an av, that's not a rish, cannot transmit to me either. So because of that, the Chachomim or Geze, the Chesdovo, that mashke name, they touch a kele, so the kele becomes stone. But there is a difference between the case where the Mashke Tomei comes in contact with the Teich of the Kele, or the Mashke Tomei comes in contact with the Achiraim of the Kele. If Mashke Tomei comes in contact with the Teich, the inside of the Kele, then the whole Kele becomes Tomei, the inside and the outside. If Mashkin Tmeim come in contact with the Achere Akele, so only the Achere Akele becomes Tomei, not the inside. So he says, here is a mission. Vido ditnan Acherim Kelim Shemitme Mashkin. If the outside of the Kele, this is the Kele, the outside of the Kele touched Mashkin Tmeim. So, Chablezer in Neyam Mitam Mesamashkin, so in other words, that if this Kele in turn comes in contact with Mashkin, the Mashkin also becomes stone. In other words, first you had Mashkin, let's see, water that came in contact. So they came in contact with Mashkin Tmeim, they came in contact with the Achir Akir. So the Achir Akir and the Sadat Hakonim Chazdov all became Tom. Then this Achir Akir that became contaminated as a result of coming in contact with Mashkin Tmeim, so it came in contact with other Mashkin. So the other Mashkin also became Tom. And then, but suppose this Mashkin would come in contact, suppose this Kele would come in contact with the Necho, so it doesn't become Tomei, doesn't even become Posi. But mitamim as a Mashkin vafil dechon, even if the Kele that became contaminated by coming in contact with Mashkin Tmei, in turn came in contact with mashkim tchum, so it becomes stomach. And then, but if it come, if that keli comes in contact with the echlin, even of tchum, it doesn't become posh. Rabbi Yeshua, he may be tamnes hamashkin and pesnes echlin. Omer Rabbi Yeshua kalachema, umat fuliyim shemi tami mashke. Fuliyim means somebody was stomach, and he already was stable himself, but there was no Erev Shemeshes yet. He has to wait until the sun sets. So until the sun sets, so he's considered a Tfulyeim. And a Tfulyeim has the same status as a Shlish Litum. As a Shlish Litum. So, Omar Rabbi Shei Kalachayma, Umar Tfulyeim Sheimitame Mashkin, Sheimitame Mashke. So, in other words, if it Tfulyeim will touch Mashke, so then the Mashke will not become Tami. Because the Tfulyeim is like a Shlishi. A Shlishi. And we don't have, only in Kadesh we have a Revi. But in Trumo we don't have more than a Shlishi. So, Ma Tfulyeim Sheimitame Mashke is Sheimitame Mashke Chum. Pace lechle trume, achere kelim, shetame mash kechum, in a din she pace lechle trume. Verablaze, achere kelim de rabono, ut fuyem de reise, verabono mid reise, la abdinon kalachena. Why not